I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News, in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Flash flooding occurred in Roswell Sunday night that, according to the National Weather Service, there were homes damaged by the flooding, and there are reports of a collapsed bridge at Mescalero and Lajara Roads. The Chavez County Sheriff's Office reports flooding in all areas of the county. The rain began coming down around mid-afternoon Sunday in Roswell and continued till about 10 p.m. 3 to 4 inches of rain were produced by the flash flooding that, according to the National Weather Service, they predict scattered showers for Roswell and Chavez County today. 18-year-old Auden Cazares of Artesia was arrested and charged with 12 counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon on Friday after he allegedly shot at a convenience store manager during an attempted robbery of the Alsop's convenience store on 800 South 1st Street, that according to Artesia police. According to police, the suspect fled the scene running northbound on South 1st Street, with the store manager pursuing him. That's when Cazares allegedly shot at the store manager. Fortunately, he was not injured. According to police, Cazares continued to run and allegedly attempted a carjacking at the intersection of Washington and Roselawn Avenue. He was unsuccessful and later was arrested by Artesia police. Cazares faces other felony charges. Lovington Police and Lovington Animal Control are looking into leads of the stabbing, beating, and BB gun shooting of a dog on Tuesday. The animal was left to die on the street at the intersection of H and 5th Avenue. Animal Control Officer Laura Brock elaborates.
That is my understanding. When we got the call, it was for a dog that had been stabbed. And then once Amazing Grace took over and took it into the vet, then they found other issues that had gone on.
The animal was transported out of state and is recovering. Anyone with information on this case are asked to call Lovington Police. Larry Marker of Roswell, who needs to collect 14,000 signatures to get on the November ballot to run for Commissioner of Public Lands, has to the end of Wednesday to do it.
I've got quite a bit of momentum. I'm still about 4,000 short. So people, I would appreciate if people keep sending their signatures in.
If Marker does not collect the required number of signatures, he has Plan B in place and will announce it on Thursday. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.